Another elderly pro-life activist sentenced for 2020 DC abortion clinic protest. By Catherine Hamilton on June 2, 2024. A final pro-life activist was sentenced on Friday to years in prison for protesting at an abortion clinic infamous for late-term abortions in Washington, D.C. Paulette Harlow, 75, was sentenced to 24 months in prison for violating the freedom of access to clinic entrances. FACE, Act and Conspiracy Against Rights for the 2020 protest at the Washington Surgery Clinic, according to the Department of Justice, DOJ. She is the ninth and final activist to be sentenced within the past few weeks for the protest. Unlike her co-defendants, who sat in jail for months awaiting sentencing, Harlow has been on house arrest due to her ill health. According to Live Action News, the online news outlet for the pro-life organization Live Action, Harlow's defense attorney Alan Orenberg reportedly said in a statement that Harlow's health has been rapidly declining and that prison could be detrimental to her condition. She cannot continue to exist without support, especially that of her husband, Orenberg said of Harlow, a mother of six, including four adopted children, and a grandmother of eight, according to the report. Judge Colleen Collar-Cotelli, who presided over the trials, also sentenced Harlow to 36 months of supervised release. Related, Republicans raise concerns about alleged mistreatment of jailed elderly pro-life activists. Eight other pro-life activists were sentenced at the end of May to years in federal prison for protesting at the Washington Surgery Clinic. Progressive Anti-Abortion Uprising, PAAU. Activist Lauren Handy, 30, was sentenced to 57 months in federal prison with credit for the 9 months she has already spent in jail. John Hinshaw, 69, was sentenced to 21 months in prison. And William Goodman, 54, was sentenced to 27 months in prison, both with credit for time served, according to the DOJ. Jonathan Darnell, a 42-year-old Iraq War veteran who served two tours, was sentenced to 34 months behind bars with credit for time served. Herb Garrity, a 27-year-old pro-life atheist, was sentenced to 27 months in prison with credit for time served. Jean Marshall, 74, was sentenced to 24 months in prison. And Joan Bell, 76, was sentenced to 27 months in prison, according to the DOJ. Heather Eigney, 59, was sentenced to 24 months in prison, with credit for the 9 months she already served since being found guilty. She is also scheduled for sentencing in July for different FACE Act charges related to a different abortion clinic protest in Tennessee. A 10th activist, Jay Smith, was sentenced to 10 months in prison in March 2023. President Joe Biden's DOJ brought conspiracy against rights and FACE Act charges against the pro-life activists in March of 2022 for the protest, which carried a maximum prison sentence of 11 years and $350,000 in fines. The nine activists besides Smith were found guilty in two separate trials in August and September of 2023 and were immediately taken to jail to await sentencing. The FACE Act prohibits threats of force, obstruction and property damage intended to interfere with reproductive health care services, while conspiracy against rights, a charge that carries a maximum 10-year prison sentence, makes it unlawful for two or more persons to agree to injure, threaten, or intimidate a person in the United States in the free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege secured by the Constitution or laws of the United States or because of his or her having exercised such a right, according to the Department of Justice, DOJ. Related article, explainer, DOJ uses KKK-era charge to extend prison time for pro-life activists. The DOJ charges occur the same month that Handy and PAAU's founder and former executive director Teresa Bukovnik allegedly discovered the remains of approximately 115 aborted babies in a waste box from the Washington Surgery Clinic, five of whom they say may have been partially aborted or killed after birth in violation of federal law. The Metropolitan Police Department of the District of Columbia previously told Breitbart News that it was investigating the discovery of the babies but not the clinic's abortionist, Dr. Cesar Santangelo. Prosecutors argued that the activists organized a blockade and used chains and locks to barricade the abortion clinic. In the process, prosecutors alleged that a nurse was injured and women were unable to access the clinic through the front entrance. Some simply kneeled and prayed at Santangelo's facility, Some passed out pro-life literature and counseled abortion-minded women. And others roped and chained themselves together inside the facility. According to Handy's attorneys from the Thomas More Society, which has represented other pro-life activists like Mark Hogue and David Alliden. Related, DC Examiner halts planned disposal of late-term aborted babies after pressure campaign. Since the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, the DOJ has notably charged more pro-life activists under the FACE Act than pro-abortion activists. Despite FBI Director Christopher Wray admitting in November 2022 that approximately 70% of abortion-related threats of violence in the United States since Dobbs have been against pro-life groups. Associate Attorney General Vinita Gupta also admitted in December in remarks at the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division's 65th anniversary that the end of Roe v. Wade dialed up the urgency of the DOJ's work, including the enforcement of the FACE Act, to ensure continued lawful access to reproductive services. Out of dozens and dozens of attacks on pregnancy centers since the Dobbs leak, only a handful of pro-abortion activists have been arrested, including in Florida, New York, and Ohio. When questioned by Republicans in March 2023 about the apparent enforcement discrepancy, Attorney General Merrick Garland claimed more pro-life activists have been prosecuted because they commit crimes during the daylight, while pro-abortion activists tend to strike at night. Activists in the pro-life movement and some Republicans have been calling for the repeal of the FACE Act, arguing that the Biden administration has repeatedly weaponized the 1994 law against its political opponents. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.